Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm talking about ways to amp up your dating profile, because who wouldn't like a little coaching in that department? Plus, I'm taking your calls. Topics include: you absolutely love and adore your partner, but you're not sure how to tell them the sex isn't really cutting it for you. So your ex has a free pass to hook up with someone and they chose you. Do you go for it? Razor burn is becoming a real problem, so I've got some great tips for you on grooming that also keeps you feeling sexy. And you brought a toy out in the middle of sex and it did not go over well with your partner. What do you do now? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com because you're going to love our site if you haven't been there yet. We've got a bunch of great blogs to help you have better sex and relationships. Also, find me on SiriusXM Radio. It's Stars Channel 109, Monday through Friday evenings, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific. You can also get a free 30-day trial, which is awesome, at sexwithemily.com/SXM. And just so you know, this podcast, you can find wherever you listen to podcasts. We release 3 a week. We love when you review, when you share the show with your friends. God, you know this. You've been listening. Not everyone knows where to go for great sex relationship information and get their questions answered. So thank you for sharing the show. If it's helped you, it will help your friends. And as always, you can find me on all social media across the board. It's @SexWithEmily. Online dating. It's a thing. I feel like no matter what age you are, whatever stage you are in life, people are always trying to figure out, you know, should I do it? Should I not do it? If I do it, how do I do it right? And I think that there is still a lot of stigmas around here where it's going to be like a hookup thing and da-da-da. There's all these things. But I think if you are really trying to find someone, it's like you're saying, Emily, I want to lose weight and I've done everything. And then I say, have you gone to the gym? And you're like, no, I just am not eating that much. No, you got to do everything. If you're looking for love, I think you really want to find someone. Put your phone down in public. Pay attention. Tell your friends that you're looking to date and take a gander online. Yeah. On the apps. See what's happening. Not even online dating apps. Right? So Michelle.
Yes.
Has never done it.
No.
She's never dated on an app before.
No, I haven't. And it makes me really nervous.
Okay, I know. So I want to help you. So tell me what is going on. How far you got?
So I have decided to download Hinge.
Okay, Hinge. Yeah, that's
kind of just based off of the opinions, especially here in the office, that Hinge is probably the better one. It was between Hinge and Bumble, and I went with Hinge. I got as far as to putting in my first and last name.
Okay.
And now it's asking, and the next thing it's asking is for my birth date. So I'm going to put that in.
All right.
While I enter this other personal, just easy stuff like emails, I just have to say that I am not good at marketing myself online.
Okay.
And it makes me really nervous. Like, I just now, maybe 3 weeks ago, created my Instagram bio that I've had since 2012. So what tips can you give me, or any of the listeners, to market yourself, but to make it unique and to make it fit to your style?
So what would you think, like, give me an example of what you'd want. Like, first tell me what you would like people to know about you and what are you looking for? So that's where we start.
Right. So... Okay, so my bio idea. The first thing I said to Jamie, I was like, because we were thinking about this last night, it's like, I just want to tell everybody that I'm much better in person. She's like, okay, well, you have to have a little more than that. I was like, okay, well, I like to like go out and dance and like do fun things. I'm a very smiley person. I like to laugh. And then it kind of just turned into constantly grooving and smiling. I'm way better in person. Let's laugh together.
Okay. All right. Got it. So here's my thing with that. It's true. You are the most smiley, happy, loving, grooving, dancing person I know. And that is all true and amazing. And so my thing is, one of my top tips is that when you're doing the online dating, like when you're the app dating, that you want it's better to probably talk, like give them a scenario. Like you'll probably, you know, you'd find me, you know, dancing to whatever music, like explain the scenario. Explain what you're doing.
Oh, that's a good...
Like, Saturday night, I'm dancing to whatever music and, you know, always have a smile on my face. I would not say I'm way better in person. I think that's already like a neg. Like, that's already saying, okay. like a negative thing about yourself, like low self-esteem or like, I'm not as good online. It's already like putting yourself down in a way.
I see.
Yeah. So I wouldn't do any of that. So I would just give an example of like, I haven't been on this app because all the apps are this one to know, but I think describing a scenario that you like to do, like you'll find me dancing just as much as you will with my cat, you know, I know you love your cat.
Yeah.
I don't know about cats.
That is so true.
Yeah. Family's, you know, important
like
to me.
An example of a male profile.
That you like?
No, I don't know. I just, it's the first guy that came up.
He said, I got into a fight. This is true truths and a lie.
I hate that one.
Oh, do you want me to answer this though? He said,
well, no, but just kind of like,
I got into a fight with Jennifer Lopez. I turned 25 in jail. I was booed off the Apollo Theater stage by a man in a giant diaper. And that was like two truths and a lie. This is Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
So you could answer just that. You could just say, so it's fun. Like, I remember my friend said, he sent me one and he said, Emily, will you help me? This was years ago. And he said, and he wrote, I like to travel, I like this, I play piano. I was like, why don't you say, like, what's the craziest story about travel? What do you love? Because one time I was gotten bit by like a tiger and something. I'm like, well, say, tell that. He's like, well, one time I got bit by a tiger. I know all these ways to play this on the, I can play six different songs, you know, whatever. Whatever song, three different ways on the piano for you. I'll serenade you on the piano. So like describing the things that you love.
Describing the things that
I love. Yeah, so descriptive. So that's what I would say for that.
Be descriptive.
Yeah, because everyone's like fun and cool and smiley, you know, so.
That is very true.
That's what I would say, be descriptive.
So one of the next things that comes up
on
Hinge after you enter your email and all that good stuff, it says, never miss a message from someone great. do you think I should enable my notifications?
No.
I had it for
between the two.
No one will ever get anything done in this office. And let me tell you something. Here's the problem with online dating, and I love that you're just picking one, but what happens is people get really overwhelmed. They're on a bunch of sites, or even if you're just on one, and then every minute, you know, Bob says hello, Bob's messaging, but you know, Mark, John, and then all day long, it's like, it's, you know, it's like that serotonin hit, and mm-hmm. you're going to want to go to the phone, and it's just distracting. So I think the way to become the most efficient online dater is, you people probably said it's like a second job. It kind of is. Like, it's another thing, like, you have to do if you're interested every day. Because mm-hmm. do they go away, your matches on Hinge, like, after a few days that happen?
No.
But in some of the apps, they do. So I think it's better to address it, but just say, when I get home from work, or first thing in the morning. Because I don't think you want to be another thing you're immediately checking, responding. Why did they respond? What am I going to say? And then you start creating stories about people.
It's obsessive.
Limit your time, but be efficient with it, is what I say.
So another one of my worries.
Yes.
Okay.
She has a big ball of anxiety about this.
I really do.
I've never seen you so anxious.
I know. I like put 3 pieces of gum in my mouth before the show because I was like, I need to do something. Okay. So next one is, what happens if I show up to the date and this person looks nothing like they do on the app? Like, what do I, like, do I say anything about it? Do I look at them and leave?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So my best tip for this, because this happens all the time. You've all heard the stories. Oh, it was an old picture from 10 years ago and all this stuff. And it's so misleading, and why people are lying. And I've heard all these stories of people like seeing the person and walking out the back and ghosting them. And I think that's all a really bad way to do it. What I do think I recommend highly is FaceTiming ahead of time. Do not waste your time getting ready, getting all pretty, driving across town, getting somewhere, and then being like, no, this is not what I signed up for. Because at least you could see their body language. You could kind of see how they talk. You could see where they kind of where they're doing the, you know, the mm-hmm. whole thing. Because the words are only very limited. It's like flat communication. You're seeing a few photos, and maybe they're a great texter. But that's it. But the second you put another dimension to it, like FaceTime, which I just think saves a lot of time. You can even stack up a bunch over the end of the week and be like, I'm going to talk to 5 guys. Tonight I'm going to say I'm going to FaceTime 4-5 different guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to weed them out, and you'll know then if you're attractive to them.
How would I go about proposing that idea? Is it common than I think?
I hope so. It's like not common enough. FaceTime dates. Yeah. I think you should just be like, hey, I think it saves a lot of time. Just let's FaceTime. Do you have time for a FaceTime tonight at around 8? I think you got to be aggressive and set. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what everyone complains about. Someone says hi, and then you go, hey, and then how's your weekend? Weekend was fun. Hung out with friends. What about you? And then you've got another person you don't even know that you're wasting your life away texting back and forth for days. I think if you find a match, you got someone, you're like, let's get, maybe do a few flirty back and forths, and then say, let's talk. Because then weeks go by, days go by, and you spend all this time being cute, funny, and clever, only to find out when you meet them or you FaceTime, like, oh no, there's no love connection.
Yeah. Here.
So just the sooner you can be like, let's talk here, let's meet up then, the better.
Okay, so
you get hours. You'll never get those hours back that you waste in your life doing shit like that.
Yeah. So going back to what you said about like being ghosted, how do I get past like that fear of being rejected and ghosted? Because I feel like insecurities will rise. You know, because I always do things in person. That's just how I've always been. I like to meet, and it's hard now because times have changed, and I'm not. You know, who's really good at rejection ultimately?
Well, nobody is, but we get better at it. I got to tell you that the good news is that we get better at rejection. That rejection is actually a muscle. Like, they look at the brainwave pattern of people who've been rejected initially, and it's like the same, like, it's like distress. It's like fight or flight. It's all those parts of the brain that light up when you're in trauma and stress. Oh. However, the more you do it, over time it gets easier, but then also you have to remember, you're going to get ghosted. It's already know what's going to happen, and it has zero to do with you. It's usually about the other person. And even if it has to do with you, you'll never know. And so the sooner you can move on and be like, it was one date, one thing, on to the next, the better. And really, if you have to practice that, because we all, like, when I have friends who've called me and this has happened, they're like, oh yeah, we went out and this whole thing. Yeah, they tell you about this whole date, and then, and if the story goes on forever, I'm like, well, then what? They're like, well, then he ghosted me. I'm like, well, how long ago? They're like, oh, it was already a month ago. I'm like, a month ago? You got ghosted from a guy you had dinner with a month ago, and you're still talking about it, in your mind?
Still hung up on it.
But you guys, it's really common because you're not used to it. We so easily, the sad thing about our brains and what we got to fix it is that we so easily go towards the negative and the rejection makes us feel bad and we don't know what to do and it brings us down. So I would say expect that's going to happen and you might, you know, and that you'll never know. And then just keep know that that wasn't the right person for you. Not in a like, oh, I'm not meant to be, but truly, clearly, whatever moment in time, there wasn't a connection. And the sooner you can move on and not hang on to, don't assign any meaning to it. Forget that person and get back on the apps or get back out there. I'm going to tell you that's going to become a lot easier and probably a lot less likely to happen, because you're also going to, the sooner you move through a bad date or a date that doesn't work and you're paying attention to your dating, you're paying attention to how you date and you're literally going home, maybe you're journaling after each one, what you mm-hmm. liked, maybe you have a pro-con, what you liked, what you didn't like. Yeah. It's going to be a lot easier to find people that are right for you than wrong for you. So a lot more of that ghosting and stuff won't happen because you'll learn to be a better communicator, a better dater, a better advocate for yourself and for what you're looking for.
Yeah. How do I, on the flip side, I don't want to leave anyone in the dark.
Okay.
And I don't want to ghost. I don't want to ghost somebody. I don't want to be the ghoster.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some mature ways to say to the person, hey, like, I'm not, because I'm a pretty upfront person, but I'm, of course, getting nervous and thinking, overthinking it. What's like a sentence?
A way that's a great question. And you guys, if you guys want to tune in, you guys want to have any questions about online dating or anything at all, and you're like, well, you want me to, I can help you guys break down your profile, or you want to know about, you know, the first messages or all the things. So you're saying what happens if you're like, oh, I'm not into it. Yeah. I don't want to ghost him. I think it's best not to ghost. It depends. Let's say it's one date. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, he texts you and he's like, that was really fun. I want to do it again. And then you can just say back, you know, it was really nice meeting you. I didn't feel a connection in that way. But best of luck.
Okay.
If it's after the date and he's like, I'd really like to see you again. Mm-hmm. That's when it's tough. Because mm-hmm. it's like really easy to be like in person. It's really easy to go, yeah, totally. And then you're like, oh, God, he texted me. Now I got to tell him, right? Has everyone done that? Yeah. I've done that.
That's how I see myself responding.
Yeah. And, you know, you probably will first. We all do it. I mean, I think I've still done it in recent years because it's the hardest thing. But it's going to get easier over time. Mm-hmm. And I think you just can say, if you, the right, that would be like, you know what? I had such a good time with you. I think you're awesome. I didn't really feel a romantic connection, a love connection. I don't want to jump your bones. No, but you know what I mean? Yeah. However you would say it, but best of luck. Great meeting you. And don't even say, I hope we can be friends, because you don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Be friends. I mean, unless you really think, unless it was awesome. You're like, I want to fix you up with my friend. You seem awesome. And I actually love talking to you, but not you, but I've got this great girl. And that happens all the time too.
Cool.
So I think the more honest you are, the better. Because I've even like tried to have to, I remember one time, I think a guy could tell I didn't want to go out again. And he texted me right after. He said, I got the vibe that you probably don't want to see me again. He's like, but can you tell me why and what I did wrong so I could do better next time?
Oh.
No. Anyways, I was like, yeah, sure.
Did you tell him?
I did. I was like, I don't remember what it was, but it was really what, truthfully, it wasn't about him. I think I was still like getting over someone or dating other people. And but I appreciate that he asked.
So I feel that this is pretty important. How do I stay safe while dating?
Mm. I think it's most important to FaceTime ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have them meet at your house. Don't give them your address.
Oh, yeah.
Never say pick me up, even though it's easier. At your house or whatever.
Right.
Even if you like trust them and they're cool and that, no, you don't know. And I would say let someone know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You could also like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, let them know where you're going that night. You know, you could also give someone your, you know, your, they could track you. You could share your location with Jamie.
Yeah, actually, your mom? We have locations.
Oh God, I didn't know that. I forgot you made me share. Do I have your location? Yeah. Do you know where I am all the time?
I don't look at it. It's just kind of
she's
like,
constantly just on her phone. What's Emily up to?
Yeah, the first day she was assisting me, she's like, "It'll be good," and I'm like, oh, "You're literally the only person who knows where I am at all times."
This is the reason why, is because usually, like, when I see that, like, my roommate's at the grocery store, and I like, I don't want to just like text her something like that. I just like go, or she's going or something like that. I'll be like, oh, can you pick this up for me? It's just something simple like that.
Yeah, but are you ever like,
no, I've never looked at it.
Promise?
Since I put it on my life.
I don't care, because you know, I have no
Emily,
fucking,
I swear
what
to
am
God.
I doing? Oh, she's at Whole Foods again. Crazy.
I meant for it to be more like,
she's driving like, back home because she left her glasses.
Like, you knew that I was still at the grocery store. Like, oh, I'm going to tell her to get this, but like, let me see if she left already.
Oh, I
like,
would, yeah.
You see what I mean?
I got it.
But I never.
But you could share your location with someone, or with me. Let me know you're going to date. If I'm not busy, I'm like, where's Michelle? And also, it's interesting. So, you know, there was a study that came out, or like they said the safest states and the most dangerous states for online dating. that we wanted to go into here. Listen to this.
Yeah, let's look at it.
Most dangerous states for online dating in 2019. Number one is Alaska.
Ooh, because there's a lot of open, not many people around.
So. Is that, yeah.
Ooh. Dark. It's dark a lot.
Or yeah. It's bright a lot.
Yeah.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and then New York, number 8, California, number 9, 10, Illinois. Mm. So, well, I would, I don't know, but we're all the major, you know.
Looks like California, the safest place is New England.
But the safest place, Vermont, West Virginia, New Hampshire, Maine, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, Iowa, Connecticut, Montana.
Interesting.
Very.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back on to your calls. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Okay, let's talk to you, Tracy, 33 in California, needs help on how to bring up that she's not enjoying sex with her husband.
Okay, hey, Tracy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Emily.
Hello. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm glad you took my call. So we've been married for 10 years, and I'm just at a point where I'm really not enjoying it. And he like never went down on me. It's like never been his thing. He tried it once, and it's like even before our relationship, he never really was into it. And it's just, it's so humdrum to me. I just don't know how to like open the dialogue.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I'm here for, Tracy, because this is just no common. You know, you said he wasn't into it before he met you. He was 23, so he didn't know. So this is super common, Tracy, where you're at. It's not a crisis. So I know it feels that way.
So
yeah.
He's older than me. He's okay. About 45. I'm 33.
Okay. He's 45. But that's still, I mean, okay, I got it, though. So he was never really into oral sex then. Okay, but Tracy, right. So have you ever talked about your sex life with him?
Not really. I feel like it makes me cringe just the thought of bringing it up because he's so, like, dismissive. And I just don't know how to approach it to where he'd be open to hearing me out and trying something new. Because what I think the problem is he's not really into trying new things. And I'm just like, I got, like you said, I was really young, and I feel like I didn't have enough time to explore, and I'm just at this point where I want to do a whole lot of
other things. Of course you do. Of course you do, honey. This makes so much sense. So listen, I know that, first of all, I know how scary it is, because you've never talked about it, and like, this is what I, you know, this is how I can help you, because just know that you're going to be, it's going to be a little bit of scary. Like, but it's going to help you so much. So all you got to do, you got to pick a time when you guys are super comfortable, when you're hanging outside the bedroom. And you want to just bring it up in a way like where you guys are just like, you know, I want to talk to you about something. I know we have never really talked about this, but we've been together 10 years and I want to talk about our sex life because I love sex with you, you know, whatever. What do you like about him? Tell me what you like about sex with him, if there's anything.
Well, he's very protective of me. He takes really good care of me. He loves me so much, and I love the way he loves me. And I feel like everything outside of sex is great. It's just, I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah. Do you have orgasms?
Like, if I'm on top, I have to make myself.
Yeah, that happens though, but if you had oral sex, or you had more foreplay, or had more interest. So I think you have to say, babe, I love you, I love our relationship, you know you're my guy, you take care of me, but I really think it's time we talk about our sex life. Because, you know, I think that it's important for us to prioritize it, we've never talked about it, and you do it without blaming, without shaming, you could even tell him you're nervous, you can even tell him this is hard. And it's not a one-time conversation. See, this is what I want you to know, that like, it won't all get solved in that night, but you're going to have to continue to bring it up and say, it's so important to me to feel connected and intimate, and like, I want to, you know, everything would be so hot if you went down on me. Like, I have fantasies about that. And I'm wondering what you think. You know, is there anything that you've been wanting to try? Because I think if we're in this for our lifetime, we should, you know, couples don't often think to prioritize their sex life, and then it becomes a problem, which is why I have a job. So this is common, Tracy. Right. So yeah, like most couples, I'd say, get into this situation at some point in their life. So, but like, you deserve oral sex and foreplay and all the things that you want. So just because he didn't really do it before, maybe he didn't know what he was doing, or he never really had a bad experience once, but you're his wife, so yeah, like all those things, and then you didn't ask for it again, so he's like, great, I'm not gonna do oral. So I think, you know, and just be prepared that like he might freak out at the moment. He might be like, oh, I don't talk about it, because it's really awkward. But you can't let him get away with that. You can just be like, okay, I get it if you want to think about it was hard for me to bring up, but I want you to know that we have to work on this together. I've never talked about this, you haven't, so together I need us to work to figure out what we can both do to turn us on so we can have amazing sex. I want to know what you think about, you know, and just make it about both of you, because it is a team effort. You know, it's not up to one person.
I think that's really good advice.
Okay, good.
I think that's really good advice, Tracy.
Try that, and then call me back and let me know how it goes. I'm here 5 nights a week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, totally. I'm here. That's what people do. Just have that first step. That's the one thing. Have that conversation and let me know how it goes. And then it'll be open.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling, Tracy. It's a great question. I think that helped a lot of people.
Okay, we have Drew, who's 41 in New Mexico. And he says he has an ex has a free pass in her new relationship, and he wants to know from you if you think he should have sex with her.
Hey, Drew. Okay,
hey,
good.
So
good. Okay, wait, tell me about this ex. Like, I need to know more to give you my expert opinion.
So it's about 15 years.
Oh.
It's about 15 years ago, we were in like a 3-year relationship. Well, now she's married. And, you know, her and her husband have an open marriage relationship. So he's giving her a free pass to one of the places out here in in New Mexico. And so they're setting it all up. And when he tells her, you can be with anybody you want to be. Just, I don't want to know about it. Anybody but Drew.
And
because he found out about it a long time ago.
Hold up. Wait. It was sounding so good. I was like, I'd love to fuck one of my exes from 15 years ago. That'd be so fun. Oh my God, I don't want to be with them, but we all kind of put them on the pedestal. No. So now it's sneaky. It's not cool. It's mixed up energy. She's like, he's like, cool, anyone but Drew. And then she called you. Drew, you don't need to go back. Well, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Hang on, because they do role playing in the bedroom for the last 10 years. As me.
So oh my God, like, is this so confusing? Okay, wait. Why is she still with him? He literally. Okay, so she calls him Drew, like in the height of passion?
Well, he'll even say, you know, did Drew do it this way? Did Drew do it that way? And she'll be like, yeah, he sure did. And then they get off on that shit.
She's telling you this? No, Drew, what's your love like now? You don't need to go back. Listen, here's my thing about going back to an ex. There has to be a really good reason. Like, something has changed. Like, you really, you know, you're both on the same page. This is just, no, you don't want to get messed up in this. I think
that's a hot mess, ain't it?
It is a hot mess. Like, it is, there's so many more ways. It's just so messy. I say run for your life. Like, you got out of it for a reason. I mean, are you having regular sex right now? Are you in a relationship?
No, not at all.
Well, okay.
No, I'm just chilling out right now.
You're just chilling. Well, I think this is just... I think even karmically, energetically, I mean, that's not a good place to go. No. Yeah.
I should just leave it alone?
Leave it alone, even though you want to tap that again. I get it. I understand. But
I do.
I know you do. And at first, I really wanted you to. I did, because I was like, well, that's cool. And then I said, anyone but Drew. I'm like, okay, well, if Drew, like, there's a reason. They're, like, role-playing you in the bedroom. Which, well, I mean, no. But I want to know why you're, you know, I think that this is just too easy for you. And I think you should just kind of think of, why aren't you having sex right now? If you're into it, and go out and find someone new. Are you going to listen to me? I can't tell. I think Drew really wants to. What? Would you say you're going to what? Try your what?
I just got to the bar, so I'm going to try my luck and see how this goes.
Try your luck, Drew. I'm giving you the confidence now. Go find something else. You're going to forget about the ex you already did. Thanks, Drew. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that is just one messy situation.
Wild.
Wild. Like, anyone but Drew. They're into some other things that I just, yeah.
Well, I heard open relationship, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, hot pass. Oh, cool. That sounds nice. And then, yeah. Then he said, anybody but Drew.
Right, not Drew.
And they're role-playing him in the bedroom, which just, to me, doesn't sound healthy.
Mm-mm. It's kind of a cuckolding, but like a wordplay of a cuckolding.
Maybe. I don't know. I was trying to think. I was like, maybe they're trying to do a cuck thing, and it's like a surprise,
mind fuck kind of thing. Like, yeah. Yeah, manipulating, like, I don't know. I don't think it sounds good. He's like, it's a hot mess. I'm like, hot mess, mm-hmm. like, times two. So, thanks, mm-hmm. Drew, for that. That was good. That was entertaining.
All right, let's talk to Randy, 40, in Wisconsin, who has a question about pubic hair.
Hey, hello. Randy.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How can I?
Here's my question. So my boyfriend and I, you know, we like to do sexy things for each other. He can, he's very obliging about trimming his pubic hair for me so that we can, you know, be playful. And I think he could use a blowtorch and it wouldn't affect his skin. I, on the other hand, if I look at a razor, I just turn into a red speckled mess.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure, A, if there's like a product or a technique that would be better, because I'd like to feel sexy that way too.
Yes, Randy,
and if
totally.
It's just not for me, if I just can't be one of those girls with
no,
a landing
you can.
Strip, how do I get over it?
Wait, Randy, so you're just shaving now? Do you ever do waxing, or have you ever done laser hair removal?
I have tried waxing, same thing. I'm a mess. I'm a hot mess down there afterwards.
Okay.
I haven't tried laser hair removal, but...
I mean, how about threading? You know, I mean, here's the thing. There's something going on with your skin. So honestly, it's more like you have like sensitive skin. So in the way you're shaving it, like you have to like... shave in the angle of your hairs. There's like special creams and lotions you could put on after you're supposed to exfoliate first. Like, okay, I've like studied all this stuff. Like, if you really, there's like, I'm gonna give you two choices here. You can like scrub that area, make sure you exfoliate really good, and then you're supposed to like moisturize before you shave, and then you put on like a really good shaving cream. We love Coochie Cream. Cream, it's called, I think it's on our site. We'll put it in the show notes. It's a great one. It relaxes the hairs. Deodoc, another brand, Deodoc, has a whole shaving thing where you put oil, a pre-oil and then a post thing. And then you're supposed to shave down with the angle of your hairs. You could try also trimming and not shaving. But that's a lot of work too. So you have to, that's why I think maybe lasering out at least the ones that are like, you know, you're never going to want back, like on the sides. Like I did that 10 years ago. It's like the best thing I ever did. And you can get like a Groupon. They're not that expensive these days to get. And it's worth it because you don't have to shim, you know. So, but I think it's really just going into a really good product store, going to your dermatologist and just finding out, because that happens to women at different times. So it's really just about the razors you're using, like quality razors, making sure the hair's, you know, has enough, you know, you just go right in. So, I would say in the show, that's what I got to say. So you could totally feel sexy. Yeah, you're so welcome, Randy. You're so welcome. We put some in the show notes for you too. Yeah, that's a bummer. We know when you get all the bumps and you shave and you don't feel sexy, but we can. There's workarounds.
Okay, we have Mike, who is 48 in Chicago, and he says that he can no longer get hard from regular sex after having anal sex with his girlfriend. So she penetrated him.
Okay. Hey, Mike. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bill.
Hey.
Yes. So that's my situation. So.
Okay. So tell me what happened. So how long have you been together? When did the pegging happen? She anally penetrated you, and then you're like, "Whoa, I can't." So tell me what happened.
I like it a lot. So it's hard for me after, you know, now it's hard for me to get hard to have, you know, straight sex with her.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, about 10 years.
Okay. And how many times has happened that you can't get hard without the
Like the last couple of years, and I started really getting into this, or, you know, fucking me about about 8-10 years ago. So
it's just muscle memory. Okay, so what happens is you're in a pattern right now. You've it's muscle memory. Your neural programming in your brain is like used to this pattern, like for 8 years. So really, if you would like to get another way, you're gonna, you know, it'll just be a matter of trying without it, or starting with it, not ending with it, or seeing if you could actually get aroused again. But maybe you make a night where you guys are just taking penetration off the table, and you're getting, you know, you're really connecting, you're being mindful with each other, and you're learning to touch each other again in new ways. Like, is it becoming a problem for her as well? It's a lot of work.
No, not at all.
She likes it.
No.
Does she get off too?
Yeah.
How does she have orgasm? How does she have pleasure?
Works with her fingers or a dildo herself. So,
yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, the other thing is you could still have anal play. Like, is it more about the power thing? You could still use a butt plug, but I think it's really about reconditioning your mind. If it's not a problem, then it's not a problem. She's into it, you know, but you have to just, it's like people who say, I can only get off with this one vibrator. It's like, well, then don't use that vibrator. Or people with porn, they can only have porn, and then you stop watching porn. And you have to go through those uncomfortable days or weeks where you might not get hard, but you're going to learn again how to be hard. You just have to, your neural pathways just have to be retrained.
Oh, good. Excellent. Okay, that's what I meant.
All right, good. No, Mike, you're fine. You can fix this. Thanks. You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, we have Ashley, who's 34 in California. Her boyfriend freaked out after she brought up using a toy during sex. She is 10 years older than him.
Okay. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. So he's 24. And what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened?
Okay. So maybe I think I may have brought it out at the wrong point. But we were in the middle of sleeping together. Okay. And I had to take a break to use the restroom. And I had an idea. I was like, oh, I have this unopened little, it's like one of those little rings that has a vibrator on
penis
it.
Penis ring, cock ring. Amazing.
I'm like, wait, I have one of those that I've never used. Maybe I should bring this out and we can give it a shot. And so I brought it out and I was like, hey, I have an idea. What do you think of trying this? He's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's just this little toy you like put on. He's like, ew, I'm absolutely not putting that thing on my dick. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't even want to try it? He's like, absolutely not. Like, I really don't. And now I don't. And now I'm just not in the mood anymore. I'm like, whoa, I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah, he's like, are you into that kind of stuff? I'm like, I didn't realize. I think he's doesn't have a lot of experience.
No, honey, I don't think he has a lot of experience. Area. Here's the thing. I think when people react in that way to anything sexual, that's why I was telling Mike from Michigan, if you're going to talk about cuckolding, and you got to go slow, you got to build up. So you have to remember, meet people where they're at. He's 24. He doesn't have a lot of experience. He probably didn't even know what it was. And I bet you, if he doesn't have experience, he thought that something was wrong with his penis at that moment, that he wasn't satisfying you, and that you were calling in the troops because he was doing something wrong. Because he's so, like, at that age, if he doesn't have a lot of experience, all he's thinking about is, am I pleasing her? She's 10 years older, she has more experience. And so that made him feel inferior, but it had nothing to do with the toy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that he doesn't have as much experience.
Yeah.
That's all
it is. I totally understand. Yeah. I get that, but I'm like, what do I do now? I felt bad because he kind of did. He actually ended up, surprisingly, for a 24-year-old, being a good communicator and saying that. You know, I just was like, I'm sorry you brought that up, and, you know, I should have, like, talked to you about it in a different way.
Outside the bedroom.
Yeah, you brought it out, like, in the middle.
Yes, you can't
do it
in the middle.
You brought it out in the middle,
Ashley,
and I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, I didn't think of it like that at all.
Right. No, Ashley, that's exactly it. That's why I say you always got to talk about any change in your sex life, anything you want, a desire, a toy, a third person or a third product outside the bedroom. And be like, hey, what would you think about this? Or when you guys are like chilling, like I want to say, like, you don't want to be hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. You want to be having breakfast, going on a walk, driving in the car, you know, like casual. Hey, you know what? Our sex has been so hot. I got this ring. Would you ever be into that? I thought it'd be fun. And that's, you keep it light, you keep it fun, and then you see what he says, you know? Yeah, so that's all it is.
I definitely made him feel like he was not.
Well, you can bring him back. Just tell him,
like, how do I fix this?
I think you just fix it. You say, oh my God, I did it wrong. You're right. And I just thought it would be something additive. Someone gave it to me and a friend said it was hot and awesome. And I thought that it would be cool to try because, you know, I heard it was awesome, but I didn't realize that would ever come awesome. Having sex with you was amazing. We don't have to try it. I thought it would feel good to both of us. That's what I've heard. And I'm really sorry if I offended you anyway. And then you compliment him on all the things that you really love about him, that he's doing well, maybe sexual things that you find hot that he's doing right. Words can help some. Okay. Yeah. I think
can manage that.
I think he's going to be fine. I mean, I don't know. Did he say like it's over? Like he probably just has to, you know, I think just let it be.
No, he just was like, I'm just not into that kind of thing, at least for now, is what
he said. Well,
so
he doesn't.
Like, okay, maybe
eventually, like, he, again, it's still a thing. This comes up a lot. People don't understand that vibrators, it's like a little something that changes. Why not? Why not try something different? Sex, you know, penetration, most women need more than a penis to get them off, is the truth. Majority of women need extra vibration and stimulation. That's the education part.
Yeah, I said, you know, I said that to him. I said, you know, it's harder for a woman to have an orgasm because you kind of need two things going on.
Exactly.
And he's like, well, he said, I heard it's 90% mental. I'm like, wait, where did you hear that?
No.
That's not even close to true.
No, he hasn't heard anything. Like, I'm telling you, every day we have this conversation, and it's only 20% orgasm through intercourse. And of those women, it's not every time. And then also, like, women need clitoral, like, this is no surprise. Women who orgasm need three things. They need a mouth, they need fingers, or they need kissing. Like, one of those are the three things that get them off. Penis, phallic object, not in that equation. That's it. And so, he just doesn't know yet.
Yep.
Mindset. No, I mean, yeah,
I
life is mindset. That's true, but not sexually. No, it's like literally anatomy.
No, I was like, if it was mental, I would be having multiple orgasms.
Right? I'd be having one right now.
Not mental.
I did squeeze my nipples earlier. Yeah. Exactly. So Ashley, yeah. So I think just kind of chill. He does meet him where he's at. You could be a great. He could learn a lot from you, and then see how he takes it.
Okay.
Hopefully, he's mature enough to understand. You're so welcome. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. Let me know. I love to hear from you. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Michelle, Kristen, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.